Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Just quieting down, baby.
Per capita export value.
Libraries. Minister, are you embarrassed by your behavior today?
There's a lot of bleeding hearts around.
Do you have the fortitude or the gonads to stand up and come across here and say that to me, you son of a bitch?
Just watch me.
He certainly went too far, Mr. Speaker, when I saw him stick his tongue out.
Contemptuous. Disregard.
More than a slab of bacon talking here.
The disappointment you also feel is my responsibility.
I lost my temper.
What is the nature of your thoughts?
The word was F-A-R-T.
Right. I can see your. Can you see my waveform? I can see yours.
Is this the show me yours, I'll show you mine sort of scenario?
What are you eating?
Rice pudding and fruit.
Rice pudding and fruit. Yeah, just shove it in the microphone. I can feel it. It's dripping in my ears. Yeah.
Ew!
This is a podcasting first, being fed rice pudding through Zencaster. Our audience is so lucky to have such a cutting-edge show doing unbelievable things with audio that shouldn't be done. Hang on, I'm just going to take a piss into the microphone.
Oh, God.
Welcome to Canadian Politics is Boring. My name is Reese, and with me is the unfathomable Jesse Harley.
The uncouth Jesse Harley. Hello.
Hello, who's eating rice pudding and fruit because he's a fucking pro. Complaining about the audio quality, yet quite happy to shove food in his face while he records.
Hey, that is quality. Standards. Thank you very much. That is quality entertainment. We have been told time and time again by our audience members how much they desire ASMR from specifically me and food. So there you go.
If you look in the dictionary and look for hypocrisy, there's a picture of Jesse with a bowl of rice pudding and fruit while ADR in his own voice. So anyway. Just some housekeeping, Jesse. Our Patreon is having some big changes.
I noticed.
So if you haven't seen, if you're not on Instagram, you wouldn't have known because that's you know, you may as well just.
We had a big talk about that yesterday. As what do you think? And then today it was just you were just rolling with this.
I'm a man of action. so
it's one thing to call it.
All of our premium content is now under one show called Canada is Boring. And it's not just about politics. We talk about anything about
any crazy stories from Canada in history or more recently and everything. So that is that's a
we were considering one. We were considering calling it Dick Jokes in History.
Yeah, yeah. But I thought it should be closer to the brand. So as it stands, we're going to keep releasing episodes on there, and we might release one episode as a bonus show to the public, just so you know what you're missing out on with Canada is Boring, and when we're freed from the parameters of politics.
And moving forward, we're going to be spicing up our Patreon because as we want more people to be able to enjoy the wonders that we put behind there. So we're going to be doing stuff as regular releases earlier than the public gets them. So our regular feed is going to be released to our Patreons earlier, so you guys can brag to the rest of the world that you've got access sooner than everyone else.
You'll get it on a Friday, so you can enjoy, you can spend the weekend with Reese and Jesse, and everyone else has to wait till Monday and have to take Reese and Jesse to work. So you'll be a winner. and also it'll be ad free as well. If you're a Patreon, you don't have to listen to the ads. So if you hate ads, then just become a Patreon. Become a patron on Patreon. It's all in the links. It's all good.
Sweet. Nice admin stuff, Reese.
Look at that. Great. We did that in like 3 minutes. What's going on in your life, Jesse?
Pretty good. Just really enjoying this. Here, I'll show you. Listen closely.
No. It's kind of like a salt. This is a form of a salt.
That's what's going on, my
way. Yeah. Stop audio assault now. That's what I say. Anyway, I have to wash these headphones out now. Thanks, Jeff. We should do some small talk. We did some admin.
Some small talk. I like you. Kind of like an alien learning how to be a human. Hello, friend.
The ST zone.
The ST zone?
Small talk zone. You are now in the ST zone. So, Jesse,
the
what
SD
is going
dimension
on?
Or the STD?
The STD. That's better. We're now entering the STD. So, Jesse, what did you do this week?
I did the things. I have a dog that is terrified of everything all of the time.
Nice.
100% of the time. It's
me
fun.
Too.
It's super,
me too.
Super. Really? Okay.
Yeah. She's afraid of bin bags. She's afraid of loud cars. She chases quiet ones. So she loves electric cars. She's afraid of the door slamming. She's not afraid of trying to steal food. She's fine with
right.
that.
Right. Yeah, no, that's, yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. But she did, she does have the nasty golden retriever habit of trying to eat everything. And
oh, good.
My son had a bag of plastic flamingos. He just loves flamingos. And she ate one of them and he was devastated. And then she pooed out some chewed plastic that used to be a flamingo.
Uh-huh. Can you hold on 1 second? I just got to go close the door upstairs. 1 second. Hold on.
This always happens. Jesse's on Jesse Island with the other islanders. And he has to constantly go away. And I end up having to bridge this silence. But he's coming back now. He's here. He is. I can hear him coming back. I think he's talking to the dog.
Come here. Oh, I closed the door and she's terrified.
Was she terrified of your podcast?
No, just of the door being closed or the door being opened or life existing.
It is scary when doors both open and close. What about, why do you do halfway? I suppose the potential of opening and closing is the terror there.
Right. And so like there's construction happening next door. And so she's terrified all day. And so she hides in the basement unless someone comes to the door to deliver mail. And then she rushes with fury to the door, barking like a mad person. And I'm curious what would happen if like incredibly loud construction were to be happening at the same time as someone knocking at the door. Like which would she choose, you know, hide or defend? I don't know.
So she'd do it as an experiment.
Yep, I'm going to start experimenting on the dog.
Psychological torture of your dog. Well done. I think we're great.
Here, in the small talk dimension.
I think that's enough STDs for one day. So, are you ready to learn?
Just trying to picture who would say such a thing in real life.
That's a t-shirt. You are entering the STD.
No, that's enough STDs for today.
That's enough STDs for today. Oh, there's that new terrifying monkeypox. Have you seen the monkeypox?
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, they're
sexually transmitted monkeypox.
It's not terrifying. They've got it under control.
It's totally it's not terrifying. It is quite funny that everyone's like, it's the new COVID. Well, just don't have sex with strangers. You'd be fine.
Right. Or monkeys, yeah.
Or monkeys, exactly.
So this was a quickie. You called me up to do a quickie, which, you know, I love it when you call me up for quickies, Reese. What do you got for me today? Teach me something. Enrich my brain.
Have you ever heard of the Battle of the Hat Pins?
I don't even know what a hat pin is.
A hat pin? What is a hat pin? That's a very good question, Jess. I understand it is like a long spike that is like a few, like 6 inches long, maybe 6 to 7 inches long. And I think the hat pin pins a hat to your head. So, you know, if you've got like a fashion hat,
Hold on, you're sticking a pin into your skull?
Like if you've got long hair, you can feed it through your hair.
Okay, that is not what you said. Yeah, you didn't say attach a hat to your hair.
Yeah, you just pierce your scalp. Hat's going nowhere. So roller coaster.
The hat pin along with the hat hammer. Right.
Exactly.
And a hat screwdriver.
Yeah. So it just pins the hat to your head. So if you've got a fashionable hat, maybe that is like at a slight kind of canted tilt on the side of your head, and a breeze could blow it away, or you get a bad back from walking at an angle, so it stays there. The hat pin solves that problem. That's my understanding. Dokey. I don't think people use them very much anymore, unless they're into like vintage clothing.
So this is a long time ago. This is not a
reason. So this is 1912. Do you remember that?
Vividly.
Yeah. So. So, Ontario elected a liberal conservative government led by Sir James P. Whitney. And they at the time, something was happening to Ontario that scared some people. So the population had grown in terms of French speakers. So they'd gone from being a very small minority to now being a tenth of the population of Ontario. And they were kind of mainly clustered around the border with Quebec, kind of Ottawa area, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And in response to that, the government issued Regulation 17, which severely restricted French language education in Ontario. Because they were just terrified. They're speaking a language that we all know quite well because we live near there, but I'm just terrified anyway.
This is I feel like this show has a theme. Terrified of everything.
Terrified of everything, exactly. So it meant that you couldn't teach or instruct in French after the first 2 years of elementary school. So you had to cram.
Does this have to do with Bill 96?
Who's he?
Someone with a very unfortunate last name. Mr. 96.
It's kind of, it is, I guess. Like Bill 96 is obviously, I think the interesting thing is that this is kind of shows how far the influence, I guess, has gone around. But this will kind of give you good context about where that push is coming from for this language needs to survive. So, you know, it's been banned in schools. And what happened was a lot of the French schools just ignored the law and they became known as, and I'm going to do some French now, get ready for my own.
They're going
to
do
Bill 97 is to stop Reese from trying French. It's going to become a federal crime. École de la Résistance. I don't think that was bad.
It's probably pretty good.
École de la Résistance.
It's not bad, Reese.
As they became known, resorting to the French schools, they would hide the French books and they would stage walkouts when inspectors came to the schools.
Wow.
And there was an Ottawa Catholic separate school board that ran the French language schools, and they also ignored the law and carried on allowing the French schools to speak French. So what happened was the new Ontario premier called Sir William Hurst appointed a new board, sacked them all, and then was like, no, these people are going to enforce what we're asking them to now. So
this is like
1915. So There were two sisters, Diane and Beatrice Desloges. I think that's Desloges. D-E-S-L-O-G-E-S. Desloges. Is that right?
Don't ask me, man. I don't know. I just know when you're horribly, horribly wrong.
They were hired.
Not when you're right.
They were hired to teach in a school in Ottawa's Lower Town District, and it was the largest French school in the whole province. And they were angry. They were just fed up of everything that had been going on, and French was their first language. So they just, even though the board had changed, even though the government was trying to clamp down on French speaking, they refused. So the school board, known as which were nicknamed the Petit Commission, which means the small commission,
thank you,
threatened to withhold their pay and revoke their teaching diplomas if they didn't follow the new English language curriculum. So on October the 4th, they responded by continuing to ignore them, and they were actually banned from the school, and they hired English-speaking teachers to replace them. So they banned the teachers for taking a stand. So what happened was then, they sent some new teachers in, and the classrooms were all empty.
Okay.
So what they did was, all the parents were like, no, we're going to take a stand with Diane and Beatrice. So they started teaching the kids off-site. They were just like, well, let's just move the school. Let's just do it somewhere else.
That's funny.
So first of all, in a church basement, and then empty commercial spaces all throughout the neighborhood. They just kept moving around.
That's funny. Good for them.
I know. It's great.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast. Alongside my good friend, John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And it became like a secret school. And in the end, they got bored of being a secret school. So they decided just to go back to the school.
Well, what happened, though?
So they were just like, oh, this isn't good enough. We shouldn't be teaching in the back of a pizza place. You know, we should probably.
I mean, pizza, though.
Like, yeah. I don't know if this massage parlor is appropriate for.
Massage parlor / Pizza Hut.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Pizza and massage. Pizza and massage, yeah.
Andy's Pizza and Massage to go.
I'll have my massage to go.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. Know, it sounds dirty, but it doesn't make any sense.
Massage to go. I don't know. I don't know how that's going to work. But anyway. So what happened was they decided just to invade the school. So on January the 4th, 1916.
Invade the school. An empty school.
Yes. Well, just take over it. So 120 parents, they occupied the school, and the teachers went inside to teach, and people stood guard and surrounded the school on the streets around it to stop anyone from stopping them from teaching.
Jesus.
So 3 days later, you know, this is very rapid response by the police. 3 days later, the 30 Ottawa police officers escorted a government official to go in and tell the sisters off and to shut the school down. And then basically what happened was the Battle of the Hatpins then kicked off.
Oh, this is okay. I was wondering when that was going to come into play. Yeah.
So bear in mind, this is during World War One. So there was probably a slight shortage of men at the time. So this was all being led by the women who were kind of at the home front. So Francophone mothers basically grabbed whatever they could from their houses to use as weapons. So they had rolling pins, cast iron pans, and hat pins.
But they're just little pins.
No, they're like, it's like a 6-inch piece of metal, sharp metal. We just established you can pierce your scalp.
I've got to Google this. Hold on. Oh, all right. If that's so, it's like you could put a bunch of those between your knuckles and you're kind of like a mini Wolverine sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like a medieval, early 20th century Wolverine.
Yeah.
And I mean, at the time, women used those as in self-defense quite a lot, apparently, in those days when they still wore them.
Oh, I mean, it makes sense. You got a long spiky thing in your hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Time to go jabby-jabby when someone gets too frisky.
I actually found a Smithsonian article where someone was talking about how they were in New York City and they were a young woman was accosted by a man. And she reached for a hatpin that was nearly a foot long and plunged it into the meat of the man's arm. And he let out a terrible scream and left the coach at the next stop. He was such a nice-looking gentleman. I was sorry to hurt him, she told New York World. But I've heard about Broadway mashers and L mashers, and I didn't know Fifth Avenue was a particular brand of its own. If New York women will tolerate mashing, Kansas girls will not. So
what's mashing?
Mashers, it was pre-period slang for lecherous or predatory men.
Oh.
Yeah. So if you brushed up against a woman, she would stab you with her hatpin. It's great. They should bring them back.
I agree. Let's do it. Yeah. Women get double-bladed like they did with the lightsaber in episode one.
I don't think a foot-long hatpin's enough. You should maybe get like something like 3 foot. That'd be good. So you can like lift them up in the air on the blade.
Javelin like yourself away.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So anyway, yeah. So brandishing the hatpins. So one officer was bitten. And this is back to Ottawa now in 1916. So one officer was bitten, another received a black eye, and they were also pelted with ice. And among the chaos, the sisters kind of managed to. So the police were there to stop the sisters from entering the school, but they managed to sneak in during the kind of riot that kicked off. And then following the kind of the fight on the street. The president of the Petit Commission entered the school to convince the parents to end their blockade and accept the new to meet teachers. And they physically removed him off the premises. And he then resigned because he'd had enough. And they continued, they carried on. They won the police back down, everybody back down, and they carried on standing guard and teaching French for the rest of the school year.
Wow. Speaking of French, I very purposely do not go out of my way to correct you because I know almost as much French as you do, but I'm fairly certain it's petit, not petit.
Petit. I was taught that, but that's like European French. I might be so wrong.
I also might be wrong.
Yeah.
French lessons from Reese and Jesse.
What other languages should we teach people, Jesse? Next week, Cantonese.
And Hungarian.
Yeah, there we go. All right. And ancient languages that no
one... Well, we did Welsh recently, so fuck it, why not?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we didn't. We did know it, so that's different. So the hatpin became a symbol of the fight for French language rights across Ontario. So, yeah.
So hold on. No. I don't see how this... It was a weapon used in a battle during a day to get... like cops away from a school. That's not the hatpin wars, nor is it like
it became known as the Battle of the Hatpins.
That's what it has been known as. Like it's moving forward. People called it that.
Yeah.
Okay. So it wasn't just like a single. It must have been like a shit ton of women with just hatpins, like just charging people. Like,
no, well, they also had cast iron
human porcupines.
They had like cast iron like cookware, like skillets and frying pans. They also had rolling pins. So they had like they basically gone. Well, what do we have?
But the hatpins were the most terrifying of all the weapons.
Yes, exactly, right. Because it's essentially a metal spike that you could stab with. I love the fact that there was somebody bit a police officer. Like, that's pretty hardcore.
I like that too. You said something about throwing ice, and my first thought was, how did they get all this ice? This is back in like the early 19th century. Did they like
Ottawa? Bring it back?
But then I was like, it's winter, right? Yeah,
no, Ottawa right. In January.
It took me a second.
Yeah, it's interesting though, and also like I think the hatpin is interesting because it became a symbol in France of. Like the resistance against kind of dampening the growth of the French language, but it also became a symbol of women's rights as well. So a Chicago city councilor ran in 1910, basically with an idea that they were going to limit women from having hat pins longer than 9 inches because they were... Just because women were using them to defend themselves. They're like, women shouldn't be allowed to defend themselves. Why should they be, you know? It's really interesting.
Wow.
So it kind of...
just fell out of fashion.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But
go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com to pick up your 21st stuff. I lost my mojo. I couldn't do it. I was going to start selling hat pins, but then I was like, that's a bad idea.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they basically kind of got referred to as murderous weapons, and I think a lot of men didn't like them because it meant they couldn't discipline women in the way that they did in those ages, where, you know, they would physically dominate people and go, "Listen to me," because they just pull their hat pin out and stab them in the hand. I think it's great.
Maybe we should start selling hat pins on our website.
We should.
I should have consulted. I can't speak today. Consulted. That's it. That's
the consolidated your paper into one say, manageable chunk. Is that what you meant?
Yep.
Now you can buy a hat pin for only $3 a month. Order now and you'll get 5 more hat pins for no reason. Let's do a sales pitch.
You go to town. Yeah. All right. So it'll be. I'll give you the rundown, the advertisement environment. Okay. So, you are a secretary working late for your really disgusting, kind of lewd boss who's putting the moves on you. You want to keep your job, but you also want to teach him a lesson. And by the end of the advertisement, you are selling stain-free hat pins.
Stain-free hat pins. Okay, great. So... I was working late one night, sat at my typewriter with the gas light dimming. Carl, my boss, came over to me. He looked drunk. He was always drunk, but this time he was so drunk that I'd never seen him this drunk, and he was usually drunk. Carl, I said, how are you? How's the wife and the children? He said, shut up. I said, Carl, this isn't very professional. I know that this is yesteryear, and the attitude that men had to women was very different than the way they spoke to them. But I have a long view on history, and I think this is going to be deemed inappropriate in roughly 100 years. Carl said, I don't know what you're talking about. So I got my hat pin, and I stabbed him between the eyes 3 times. as I pulled the hat pin that was now wedged in the front of his skull, I realized it was smeared with his brains. Luckily, using his own handkerchief that he had in his top left pocket, it was white and blue checks, I cleaned all of the detritus and brain matter off my hat pin and popped it back in my hair, securing my hat as if nothing had happened, because my hat pin is stain-free. Canadian Politics is Boring sells stain-free hat pins, so when you stab your drunken boss, you can clean all his brains off the blade. How's that?
Horrifying. Wonderful. Make sure you put some music and sound effects to it like you always do, because it was horrifying. Jesus Christ. Yeah. The world that is inside of your brain is... I have no words to say.
Was that too gory? I think it's too gory.
I don't think it was gory enough, to tell you the truth.
I'm a fan of realism.
I think you should do a second take, but like 20 to 35 times gorier.
No. Yeah. I tell you what we do have. Can you remember during the election, we came up with a new political party called the Fun Liberals?
Of course, the Fun. I still hope to be able to run with the Fun Liberals someday.
Well, holy shit. I've got some good news for you, Jesse. Right now, there is a Fun Liberals t-shirt on our store.
There is? And
it's like $22. There's also a hoodie, a sticker, a mug, a face mask, and other things.
I like things.
Yeah, well, there's loads of other things. I can't get it open right now. But a phone case, a laptop case, a magnet, a kid's hoodie, a kid's long sleeve t-shirt, a notebook, a pillow, a tote, a pin, a baseball t-shirt, a long sleeve t-shirt, a crew neck t-shirt, a tank top.
You said a pin. What kind of pin?
I didn't. I said a tin. I did say a pin.
Yeah.
Like a little...
Like a hat pin?
No, like one of those little round badges that students wear on their bags to look cool.
We should call up our merch store and ask them if they could include like a little stabby pin.
Yeah, the wipe wipes clean of guts.
Jesus Christ. This is... Yeah. Well, this has been fun. A nice little quickie.
That was a call to action though. Go and buy that t-shirt, the Fun Liberals.
Oh yeah. And the more people who if we get enough people buying the t-shirt.
We said that. We said we should form a political party called the Fun Liberals. With the tagline is like the Liberals but more fun.
Yep. Is that on the shirt?
No, it just says Fun Liberals with an upside down maple leaf.
Reese.
The word fun in like kids writing.
You need to put like the Liberals but more fun on the back. You could do
it doesn't that. It doesn't do both sides.
It doesn't?
It makes it more expensive as well.
No. Oh, fuck that.
So, yeah. But, I mean, and just so you know as well, they now have it in 5XL. So, if you had a rough lockdown, you can still buy the merch.
That sounds like a fun lockdown to me. More donuts!
that's also the call to action, is go and buy a Fun Liberal t-shirt. You don't have to.
That's the same call to action, Reese. You just
I was just repeating it. I was just reinforcing it. You got to say, you got to say things at least 5 times in this modern age of TikTok and electric scooters and Elon Musk buying things. You just got to say things 5 times.
I agree.
Yeah. Did you see the tweet I put out? It had like 2 likes. I was really pleased. It was a very low resolution picture of Elon Musk, and it just said, "The Tony Stark this reality deserves."
That was it. I didn't see that. It's gotten 2 likes. You social media mongrel, you.
I know. You gotta ride the wave, Jesse. I just bought. Do you know what? My pocket right now is jangling because it's full of bitcoins.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, I got 3 bitcoins in my pocket. They didn't accept them at Tim Hortons, so I'm going to try them at Starbucks on the way home.
Let me know how that goes.
Yeah. So, we'll be back soon with episodes that we're going to release early and ad-free for patrons, alongside the Canada is Boring behind the paywall podcast that we're running. And also, we'll be back next week with more STDs, a bit more time in the STD, and some more stories.
And if you want to know what Patreon is, if you're not familiar, it's a place where you can support your favorite artists like us to get additional bonus content, as well as a huge binge-worthy library of other additional exclusive stuff. You can find it at patreon.com/CanadianPoliticsIsBoring. Thank you, dear listener, for listening and sticking us snug in your ear holes just the way you like it. Reese, thanks for teaching me about the hat pin wars. That was...
I had to go buy a hat pin and distribute them to all the women I know.
That's not a bad idea, honestly. I think we should bring them back. Like, if it was once fashionable, like things from the past are coming back, and like self defense is becoming a thing.
Well, so imagine
let's merge the two.
Yeah, exactly. It just stab the Harvey Weinsteins of the world with hat pins. That's what I say.
Right. Maybe even I have like a taser attached to it too.
Yes, taser. Right. Pin.
Yeah,
because we got the technology now. We have the technology to upgrade those hat pins to make them more deadly.
Oh my God, but if it's like in your hair holding down your hat and it accidentally discharges its current and like just electrocutes you from the top down, that would really suck and catch your hair on fire. So maybe we'll work on that.
Yeah, maybe it's just got a little bit of poison on the tip, and when you stab them, they die within 5 minutes. Just makes their blood congeal.
Jesus Christ. In your arteries. How much time do you spend thinking about this shit? Jesus Christ. Every morning your wife wakes up to make coffee. She hears you muttering to yourself in the bathroom, blood congealing, stabbing eyeballs, scraping blood out of bread. You okay in there, honey? I'm hungry for evil. This is what I can see. I've never met your wife, so I just picture this is what happens at your family every morning sort of thing.
She's like, why are you so dark?
This is why I married you.
I have these dark thoughts. So
set the house on fire.
Yeah, so we're gonna go.
Okay, all right. That's
yeah.
It.
What are you gonna do next?
I am gonna go eat some food and pretend like I enjoy my life.
Cool.
It's a good practice. I think more people should practice doing that. Just pretend. Make believe is fun.
Great. I'm gonna just I don't know. I'm just gonna just just going to go and sit at my desk and just maybe
put some pants on.
Put some pants on and just see what happens. Just wait for emails.
Put some pants on and see what happens. It should be the other way around, but in your case. Oh, thank God. Reese put pants on. Everyone, into the living room.
I'm just going to just sit there, stare at the screen, waiting for people to buy t-shirts. That's my plan.
I'm going to go buy a t-shirt just to let you get some sleep.
Exactly. Cool. Okay. All right. See you soon.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.